is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
So next up, it's time for one of our newest shows on the network, Upleveling You, Jessie V. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Upleveling You with me, your host, Jessie V. I'm a wife, homeschool mom, yoga instructor, medium, soul, and ascension coach, and the owner of two businesses. My first business is Chi Trees and Oils, where I offer healing services and products that I make myself. And then my second business is Riverside Studio, a crystal apothecary shop and wellness center. This is where I host my services and my products, and of course, lots of other products and services from other healers in the area. I love providing space so our community always has someone available to help them and a place to go to feel safe. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into my segment this evening. It is always a pleasure to connect in a fun way like this, and for those of you who celebrate, happy Easter Monday. I like to always set the tone for our time together, so I have in front of me a white candle that I'm currently lighting, and then I will be lighting some Palo Santo and some incense to clear our space and to raise the vibration while we're here together. So today, I will be covering all the basics to share with you that I've shared the last segment last month, and then I will be diving a bit deeper into the benefits of meditation from my perspective, of course, and if we have time, I will be taking callers to pull from an oracle deck. The deck I've chosen to work with today is the Gateway of Light Activation Deck. So if you think you might be interested in receiving a reading from me, please call 646-595-4274. Okay, I'm feeling really good with this feel. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to let you know you do have a caller already. So do you want to give them an idea of when they're hanging on till, or do you want to kind of intermix
it? No, I'd love to take them. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. In the flow, in the moment. 707, it's you.
Absolutely.
What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
This is Valerie calling in from California.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Hi, Valerie. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Your day's shaping up all right? Fantastic. So I am working with the Gateway of Light Activation Deck today. Are you familiar with this deck? Have you ever used it yourself?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Okay, it's by Kyle Gray. Kyle is one of the world's leading angel teachers. So I like working with this deck simply because I feel like it brings us to other dimensions, kind of gives us a window to those realms that are beyond this earthly realm we play on. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good. Yep.
Fantastic. So I'm just shuffling for you today. I like pulling cards without asking any types of questions. I think the cards know exactly what we need to hear, what we need to see. So hopefully we'll be pulling a card that resonates well with you today.
Okay.
All right, Valerie. The card I pulled for you today is called Holy Grail. If you were to see the depiction, it literally looks like a grail. surrounded by this beautiful golden light. Whatever golden liquid is within the grail seems to be overflowing. There's so much of it, very abundant. It's overlooking a forest surrounded by what looks like a ring of fire, so to speak. At the bottom of the card, it says inner discovery, finding sacredness, and you are what you seek. So let me flip into the book here to read what the author has to say. All right, Valerie, the Holy Grail card. The Holy Grail has been a mystery for thousands of years. Many believe that it was the cup that Jesus drank from at the Last Supper, or that was used to collect his blood at the crucifixion, while others believe that it was a person, possibly Mary Magdalene. It's also been described as a stone, a dish, and a cauldron. The energy of this card is strongly related to a physical space, which is the Chalice Well in Glastonbury, Southwest England, a sacred garden where many go to connect with the great goddess and discover the mysteries within. As a gateway, the Holy Grail is the cup of our heart, which we can allow to be filled by source light so that we are overflowing with divine love. The energy that we call into the Holy Grail is the feminine energy of source, the fierce yet graceful light that inspires us to dance the sacred rhythm of life. This gateway, therefore, encourages us to stop searching outside ourselves for truth and go within to realize that we've had everything we've been searching for the whole time. It's like inviting the divine in, but knowing that it was already there before we asked. Valerie, how does that card resonate with you? Fantastic. So I'd like for you, if you're able, place your hands on your heart space and say this simple prayer. Dear Source Light, thank you for filling the cup of my heart so I am overflowing with your love.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Nice.
Fantastic. Did you celebrate Easter over the weekend?
Not really.
Okay. My question to you would be actually based on this card, were you feeling a disconnect over the weekend or were you feeling very connected to yourself and to Source Love?
Feeling connected.
Fantastic. So the message for this card, I want to take it a step further now. You have been on a great quest, seeking, searching, discovering. But the further you've gone, the more your heart has called you back. You may still be looking for treasure, but you are now discovering that all roads lead back to you. The great source of creation holds up a shiny mirror in front of you, and you see your reflection. You are the answer. You are the divine. You are created. You are creating. The gateway of your divinity has opened, and the vessel of your being is flowing with infinite light. You have been searching for God, and God is within, so go within. This is the key to your heaven. Your cup is overflowing.
Yeah, I've always known that.
I love that. Great. Well, now you've got fantastic confirmation.
Yes.
All the way from Wisconsin, by the way. That's where I'm at. Thanks so much for joining me today, Valerie. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I went to your website, and I guess you do healings as well?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
And are you like an intuitive that can sense or see?
Yes.
Well, can I ask a question on that?
Sure, let's go for it. I'm open.
Okay. I want to see what you're seeing around my, my left ear and the left side of my neck or throat.
Okay.
And how can I, heal it.
Yeah. So question for you, do you actually grind your teeth?
Not to my knowledge, but I have a vibration in my ear, a low-level vibration in my left ear.
Okay. So as I'm trying to tune into that space, I'm noticing some tension and pressure behind that left TMJ. So if you were to actually palpate that area with your fingertips, do you feel the muscles in your jawline tense up when you clench your jaw or when you speak? Is it stronger than it is on the right side? Does it seem more solid?
I'm not sure. I think the left side's more.
Yeah,
I
want to
say the left.
The left side is what?
Stronger, or I can feel it more, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The left side seems like it's stronger, almost like it's more tense or has more tension ability. So I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark here that you might be grinding your teeth. Stressors that happen either during the day or as you're settling into the night, I'm assuming that you might be clenching your jaw. And that left side seems to be stronger, and it's creating some type of inflammation that's putting pressure behind that left TMJ. If you're able to do some, like, hot compressing, some really gentle circular motion, massaging, and then also take the tip of your pointer finger to that inside ear hole. And right where that little flap of cartilage is that kind of covers that hole, I want you to take the tip of your pointer finger and just slowly pull that flappy cartilage forward. And that may open up some of that inflammation that's deeper down in and kind of relieve that space.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, too, do you have a specific oil or some kind of a product I can also use in addition to what you just said?
So, you know, if I were to just kind of take some time with you, I'd want to get to the bottom of what the stressors or triggers are that might be leading you to clench your jaw or to grind the teeth. I want to know your sleeping habits first and foremost.
Yeah, because I'm not sure I'm doing that. I'm not sure that I'm clenching.
A lot of people, I know. A lot of people that do have TMJ problems or that clench their jaw never really know that they're doing it. A lot of times we might be doing it in our sleep. We could be doing it throughout the day with, you know, unsuspecting. Honestly, you might not even be aware that you're doing it. Intuitively, I think you might be, and I think it might be happening while you're sleeping.
Yeah, because it's worse when I'm trying to sleep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So a little bit of warm compresses. You could put lavender oil if you do have lavender oil. But then getting into that sleep realm that doesn't cause you stress. So if you're kind of thinking and ruminating thoughts before you go to bed, finding a new way to calm yourself into your sleep. If you're looking for a product, I have lots of options for sleep aids. You can always visit my website to find those, or we can talk after the show.
Yeah, I never had really a problem with it until it's just the vibration. Sometimes it gets strong and sometimes it is not as strong, and that happens throughout the day as well as the night.
Sure. Sure. Is there a time you're saying that it's starting to flare up more? Do you notice that it happens during certain solar flare times where the energy in the earth is actually higher frequencies?
Well, Sunday, it was very intense.
Okay, and Sunday is when we started having those really large flares come in. So then as an ascension coach, I would really take this to the next level. and wonder where you might have a dense energy stuck in that space, maybe chakra-related. Chakra-related, we would go into the throat chakra specifically. I would end up taking you down a whole load of questions, but really the ultimate question would be, is there something from either your childhood or sometime in your life where there was trauma towards your throat chakra, where maybe you needed to say something but weren't able to speak in the moment, you've been silenced, or maybe you needed to hear something and it wasn't heard well enough. So the frequencies in that throat chakra got thrown off. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm very outspoken, so I usually hold back from what I want to say. I was just wondering if there was maybe some kind of, I don't know, some kind of like a cyst or a, what do they call it, goiters or whatever.
Like a goiter or an abscess or something?
Yeah, that could be pressing on the nerves.
Yeah, so I'm not sensing any of that. I do feel inflammation, though, almost like it would be warm to the touch if I were to actually physically touch your face. That inflammation, I think, is coming from some type of pressure in that TMJ.
Compresses there. And I do have lavender oil. I mixed it with almond oil. And has been putting that on my ear and jaw and throat area.
Yeah, that's perfect. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then decrease the stress before bed, you know, soften the thoughts, soften the mind. Give yourself space and grace before you fall asleep.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining me today, Valerie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Any other callers, Nicole?
That's the only one with their hand up right now.
Fantastic. Well, then I'm going to get right into it. So last month I introduced my listeners to some of my favorite alternative ways to wellness. We chatted about using the moon phases to amplify our intentions with manifestation. I discussed using the law of attraction by matching our frequencies emitted through thought and the frequencies emitted through emotion. I offered a witchy spell that made sense with the change in astrological signs and seasons. And then I briefly explained the chakra system as a whole, gave examples of how Reiki can be part of a wellness plan, and then I shared the best crystals to use during the month of March. So I want to revisit these points quickly and reference them for this month. So first up, our full moon this last week fell on April 6th, and it was in the zodiac house of Libra. This moon is often referred to as the pink moon because of all the pink flocks that covers the spring grounds. This is also the moon that marks the Christian Easter celebration. The first full moon after spring equinox was a way for our ancestors to know that Easter was the following Sunday from the full moon day. So when the full moon is in the house of Libra, the energies are very balancing, forcing us to let go of things that weigh us down and keep us from shining our light nice and bright. So even though this moon has passed, it is still important to use the cosmic energies of it to amplify your wellness goals. If you struggle in any area of your life finding balance or clearly understanding your position or purpose in this world, it is time to tap into Libra energies and make use of them. Let go of that dead weight, whether it be a person, a job, a bad habit, whatever, let it go. And remember that full moons are a great time to let go of anything that doesn't serve you or allow you to progress and up-level. I love that word up-level. I use it for my social media handles, and it's the name of this particular radio show. Up-leveling your life should be your goal every single day, becoming a better version of yourself. Okay, so moving on to our new moon. We just talked about full moon, but our new moon is coming up on April 20th. This new moon is in the sign of Aries, which if you remember from last month, we had a new moon last month in the same sign of Aries. So this is the second time that we'll have that moon in that sign. Our sun is still in the sign of Aries, so any new moons would be in the same sign as the sun. So when this happens, when you have two new moons occurring in the same month, you may or may not know, it's called the black moon. And this new moon also comes with a solar eclipse. Eclipse season starts next week. So eclipses always amplify the energy tenfold. So be certain and clear as to what you wish and intend under this new moon phase, because it will manifest quickly with this eclipse that it comes with. New moons really are about amplifying your wishes, setting new intentions and goals, and checking in with what you want. So what do you want? I love that question. What do you want? The world is your oyster, right? Aries energies ask us to connect with our best, most authentic self, without any external strings attached, and then to grow into that person and to be even better, to up-level. Aries wants us to grow into leaders of the things that we love most. Aries wants us to tap into our dominant dreams and desires and to act on them. So now remember, I am all about health and wellness, mind, body, and soul. So all these things I am discussing fit under that umbrella of being proactive in wellness, even when I'm talking about the moon. I want you to find new alternative ways of helping yourself achieve your ultimate health. And I want you to be totally in control of the decisions you make to get there. So that's why I talk about these things on this show. Okay. We are still in a time right now that is full of abundance, with it being spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. Last month, I shared the witchy spell about using an egg to nourish your written intentions that you plant like seeds. So we talked about, you know, just writing those intentions down on an egg and then maybe going outside and planting that egg somewhere. The witchy spell was meant to amplify any intentions you set under the new moon or at the time of the equinox, okay, with everything was perfectly balanced. Excuse me. This month, I really want to stick with the egg theme for our witchy spell, with it being Easter season and all. So this witchy spell is more about amplifying intentions and seeing the magical effects immediately. We as humans, we love to see results, right? So here it is. It's a really simple spell. Take an egg that you can fill with goodies and money. You know, the kind that we use during Easter for the kids, the ones that you can fill. Hold the egg close to your heart and bless it with words that you speak out loud. Imagine who you want to gift this egg to and what that receiver needs or wants themselves, okay? Bless that beautiful egg with what that receiver needs, what it represents for the receiver. Maybe it's abundance, maybe it's wealth, health, love, potential opportunities. The list can go on. So the egg should represent the fertility of the situation that you want the receiver to have, whatever that might be. When the egg is then received by that person, knowing the intention behind the blessing of the egg and all the gifts inside it, this person is not only receiving the egg and the stuff, but they're receiving it with awareness. And that gift is much more meaningful when there's awareness involved. And everyone that is involved with the gift receives an upgrade because you simply took time to bless the energy of the egg. You lifted its frequency. You raised its vibes. And those vibes are beneficial, excuse me, not only to yourself, but to the people receiving the egg. So try it out. It's really quite entertaining and fun to see. I know maybe some of you tried it over the weekend with your children or your grandchildren by gifting them little Easter goodies, but this is something you can do not only during Easter season or this spring season, but any time of year, gifting them that egg of fertility, that egg of abundance. Okay, remember, when we put our energy and attention into something, anything can become extremely magical. My passion is to keep bringing new ways of connecting with our mind, body, and soul to as many people as I can. So let's dive into my favorite thing to chat about and use for my own personal health and wellness, our chakra system. Who doesn't love learning about chakras? Last month, we kind of covered the basics of the chakra system, staying within the seven main chakras that us Westerners tend to cling to. But this month and going forward, I would like to dive a little bit deeper into each of those seven chakras, those core chakras. So first up, the first chakra, the root chakra. So our root chakra is often depicted with the color red, and its chakra symbol represents the beginning part of the journey to opening the thousand petal lotus. Since you are only listening to my voice right now, I really encourage you to Google the chakra symbols to see the beauty and the detail involved and learn about the thousand petal lotus and what that represents. It's quite an informational bit, and I don't want to cover that today. So I encourage you to research it yourself if you're not aware or familiar. The root chakra is known as the foundation of life space. It is where our roots are made. Our foundation is created. This wheelhouse of energy, remember the chakras are basically wheelhouses of energy within our physical body. This wheelhouse of energy, the root chakra, is located at the base of our spine. When I do Reiki, feel the root chakra all the way from the base of the spine to the bottom of my client's feet, or myself if I'm doing self-Reiki. The root chakra is responsible for your sense of security and stability. Again, our roots are created here. So as humans, we need to have security and we need to have stability. This is the first chakra that we truly develop because we need to know these things right away. What keeps us secure, what keeps us safe. What I have noticed over my years of doing energy work is that people are taught, conditioned, and programmed to believe certain things and to have certain values. They're taught, conditioned, and programmed these things from a very early age. We act a certain way, believe a certain faith, etc., right? Our parents or grandparents or whoever our caretakers are, they teach us these things. They condition our beliefs around money, around careers and success. We have programmed beliefs about our education, our religion, politics. All of these things and more fall into security and stability for our lives. Therefore, all of these things govern our root chakra. So whomever is responsible for helping develop our belief system is really ultimately responsible for developing our root chakra. As we age and grow through our life experiences, we tend to question and maybe even challenge our beliefs and values. We may change our beliefs and values and therefore change the functioning of our root chakra. And we could go on for a long time with this, but it's important for us to remain open to changing and healing and developing our chakras because we're always changing and healing and developing. So remember, the chakra system is an energetic system. It connects with our physical body through the endocrine system. The root chakra connects with our body through the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are in charge of our fight or flight system. So let me make this connection, okay? Follow along. When we feel stressed or we go against the grain of our beliefs and values, we trigger our adrenal glands to help us out so that our physical and energetic bodies can operate optimally. Here's another connection. Ever have low back pain? Typically, low back pain is a stuck or blocked root chakra. Again, when I practice Reiki, I usually intuitively know that something is happening with family, finances, friends, or foes when that space is not stable, when the root chakra is not stable. Anything that makes a person feel insecure or unstable can create a low-vibrating root chakra. If fear has been triggered here in this space, fear of money, fear of finances, fear of your value system being shocked, then this root chakra can become blocked. And then dis-ease, again, I'm throwing up air quotes into the air here, dis-ease, is an example. The pain is an example of how this root chakra can be stuck and blocked. When the pain shows its face, we know that we've got a problem. So when working on your wellness this month, everybody, tune into your root chakra. How does your low back feel? Kind of notice this space. Become aware of this space. Do you have anxiety or any level of fear? Where are you in being authentic with your core beliefs? Do you have core beliefs in a value system that might be broken? Maybe you have a job that goes against your value system, and then your low back is starting to become affected by that, or your fight or flight system is becoming affected by that. So to open up your root chakra and to really tune into it this month, I encourage you to wear red, eat red foods, get very grounded, and find gratitude for the ability to heal. I encourage you to do all of these things so that you can come into this frequency that does help heal the root chakra, that you can feel empowered to clear out and cleanse out this space on your own. Okay, all right, onward to crystals. I own a crystal shop, so I love crystals. I will soon be owning two crystal shops. More to come on that. The crystals are my jam. I love them. I use them to help me, heal me, protect me, encourage me, strengthen me. The list goes on. Crystals have a conscious we do. They offer frequencies that can easily balance us, believe it or not. They can help balance our chakras and our emotions. We are able to transmute our own energies when we begin to become a match of the crystals that we use purposefully. So our sun is still in the house of Aries. I already mentioned that. Aries is the first zodiac sign. Therefore, we are beginning a new zodiac year this month in April. A great stone to work with at this time of year is quartz, plain old clear quartz. Quartz actually is the ultimate healing stone. It amplifies energy, lifting you and your space up. It also absorbs negative energy. It is a great stone to aid in memory and concentration. Right now, we can all use that as we tune into our higher selves, desires, needs, and wants. Finally, crystal quartz is an immune system booster and protector, believe it or not. So use quartz as part of your regular wellness tools. I have quartz all around my house. I keep some in my pocket. I have a few pieces in my car. Quartz is just such a great piece to carry with you at all times. I highly recommend it. If you don't have any, you can always find some on my website. We do ship throughout the United States and Canada. I just highly recommend finding a piece of quartz that you can always keep with you. Rub the stone in your hand. Again, put it in your pocket, on your nightstand, your mantle, wherever you can enjoy not only its beauty, but its benefits. Guys, you are listening to Upleveling You. I am Jessie V, short for Jessie Vivian, and this is News for the Soul Radio discussion. Before we move on to the final exercise, is about yoga, movement. I encourage you to do yoga last month because naturally I'm a yoga instructor. But I believe everybody should do some type of movement. I know that yoga is not for everybody, but, you know, we got to try something. So this month, I am encouraging everyone to dance. You don't have to take a formal dance class to dance with purpose. This is going to be so much fun for you guys. Really, put on some comfy clothes, crank up some music, and dance. Move your body, shake out your frustrations, sweat out the deadweight energy, have a little fun with your physical self. You might surprise yourself as to how cool your moves are and how great you feel with the movement. Did you know you can wear comfy clothes, dance around, and shake off the stuck energy? Allow the flow of fun to rush through your body, and it all actually counts as meditation. So this is the last thing I want to talk about today. Meditation is a practice in which an individual uses a technique such as mindfulness or focusing the mind on a particular object, thought, or activity, such as dance, to train attention and awareness and achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm, stable state. That definition, by the way, guys, is straight from Wikipedia. I have been a meditation guide and coach since 2019. I took a certification course that taught me how to write meditations, the purpose behind them, and how to hold space for others so they can have a great experience. Before then, before my certification, I was experiencing bits of benefits from doing my own meditation practice, but I really wanted to amplify my experience. So I pursued other things that incorporated meditation, like yoga. I might listen to podcasts and YouTubes. But eventually I was drawn to guide my own sessions, so I did become certified. I now host new moon and full moon meditations inside my studio space. And I host important topic meditations from time to time, most of which can be found as recordings on a meditation library online. But I've really found benefits to mindful meditation practice. And I wanted to share that with you this evening to add it to your own wellness practice if you're not already doing so. A mindful meditation practice that is either daily or frequent enough to feel like it's part of a routine is really central to a wellness lifestyle. Meditation can really calm that monkey mind we are always bombarded with. You know, the one that has like ruminating thoughts or is hyper aware of your to-do list that runs wild in your mind. And not to mention, it can calm down negative talk from that voice that sounds like ourselves inside our own head. Practicing meditation regularly gives you a chance to up-level yourself and transform into the best version of yourself. It may require focused attention on the things you want and desire and then actually follow through with action, but the results are totally worth it. And by the way, the more you do this, the more you will get in return through the law of attraction. Remember, I love talking about the law of attraction. It is the real law that governs our world, and if you play with it, you truly can create the best outcome for your life. So playing with it with meditation can be doubly beneficial. I meditate daily. In fact, it's how I start my day. It calms my actual physical body down. My breathing slows. My muscles relax. And I feel more in tune to my senses. If I close my eyes, I am very aware of my whole being's desire to settle into the space that I have created for myself. It has taken me some time to really get here, but the results still ebb and flow, and that's okay. But I'm at a point now in my meditation practice where my clarity is in more control than my monkey mind. And that's always been the goal for myself. When I meditate, I enjoy connecting with my breath and really focusing on it so that my thoughts go away and my controlled thoughts are more on my breath. Our lives can become so busy that sometimes the focused breath during meditation is really supportive for the whole mind-body-soul system. A portion of my clients actually come to me as newbies with zero knowledge of where to start with their meditation practice. I feel the best place to start for those of you that are in the same situation is to start in front of a campfire. So typically, humans, we love a good warm campfire. So sit back, relax, and just start to soften your gaze towards the flames. Any thoughts that may come through, you can simply ask them to pass on by and that you are gazing at flames right now. Continue to do that until no other thoughts are formed. This may take a few tries, might take a few campfires, but you can always try it other ways, maybe with candles inside your home. But honestly, staring at flames or a fire is a great place to start your meditation practice. If you are seeking to meditate to create a specific emotion or circumstance, it is best to practice with a guide. So a guide, like myself, is someone that can hold space for you, speak to you, offering visual aids for your meditation, and brings you to the emotion or circumstantial outcome that you are seeking. Although I will always say it really is best to engage in any spiritual up-leveling practice, such as meditation, by coming into the practice with zero expectations. This actually will allow you to be more open, more free, and flow of energy can happen naturally. And what I just said is exactly why I personally practice meditating daily. I want to be more open. I want to be more free. And I want the energy to flow through me naturally. I'm a healer, so my work is either draining or charging. And I need meditation to bring about balance, to keep me clear, so that I can continue to be a really good channel for my clients. Sometimes my meditations raise my vibration so much that I've actually been able to travel to what I believe is other dimensions. I love News for the Soul Radio because we are allowed and frequently asked to go to that space. So I'd like to share quickly a recent meditation that I've had where I traveled to another dimension. This was a guided meditation where a mentor friend of mine was offering her time to help me journey to a higher dimension that my higher self knew it wanted to visit, but that my normal human self likely wouldn't comprehend otherwise. So the guide, she started sharing the time with me by having me focus on my breath and to draw my awareness to my heart. I journeyed to my heart to find myself inside it, looking around for a path that apparently was near a field, the visions that she told me to find. Once I found the path, I could recognize the right way to go based on the crystal rocks that I was walking on. I continued along this path that my mind was quickly creating images of as my guide spoke the words, and I was brought to a crystal garden. In this garden, it had like an archway made of flowing green vines that had little tiny white flowers all over. And the scenery made me feel really soft in my meditation, soft with my emotions, and also very happy. I was very happy to be alive in that moment. So I proceeded under the archway in this garden to find myself then face to face with what was supposed to be my higher self. This was the goal of the meditation. So when I was there, facing this supposed higher self, I actually chuckled. I'm not sure if it was out loud or not, but I remember feeling slightly silly after seeing what I saw. So I looked around past this person, past this being, to see if I could recognize where I was. I seemed to be on a different planet made of some sort of crystal. My higher self was actually made of crystal, too. It was like a giant crystal rock guy. He was huge, made of mostly red quartz, and was too big to speak to me clearly. It would have sounded like muffled, like a tuba or something. He was so big. My meditation guide asked me to introduce myself to this higher self, so So I did. In my meditation, I basically turned to him, and the giant rock guy, he like lowered himself, his spiky hand, down to me when I was speaking to him, and I just climbed right up onto his giant hand. He lifted his hand up, and he placed me on top of his shoulder. And at this height that I was at, I must have been, I mean, city towers tall above where I was sitting before. So as I looked down, I could see all down this rock guy's body and how it looked like a water park full of slides and twists and turns everywhere. His body had so many bumps and spikes from being made out of rock and crystal. He was enormous, but he was really beautiful. So anyway, I attempted to ride down the side of his body, and I did. It was like the ride of my life. In this meditation, I did it over and over and over again. His spiky hand would lift me right back up to his giant shoulder, and I'd find a new path to slide down his body, and I would laugh, and I had so much fun. It felt like I had been with him and in this place forever. It totally felt like home. It was comfortable, and it filled me with joy. Eventually, my meditation guide asked me to say my goodbyes to wherever I was and whomever I was with, and it really turned out to be it was like a hard goodbye. It was sad. It was as if my current self was seeing this really joyful, free version of myself with an even larger, more intelligent form of myself, you know, the rock guy. It was truly a wild ride and a visual that will be with me forever. I honestly still feel energized from that meditation journey, and I'm looking forward to traveling to many more dimensions and finding new levels of joy and ways of being. And I really hope that you enjoyed that short story of an experience I had not too long ago. So tell me, how do you like to meditate? Do you have any interesting experiences that you could share with me and the rest of our audience? You can find my page on the newsforsoul.com, Upleveling You with Jesse V. With that being said, I have just a few more moments left. I'd like to jump into my shameless self-promotion. I love that this is encouraged here. I get a few minutes to dive into what I think you need to hear, shamelessly promoting myself and my services. So I am an intuitive healer. We started our radio segment today with me answering a question from a caller, and I do appreciate that. It's so much fun. But I am an intuitive healer, and I can see beyond this realm that we live in. I am able to identify where energy blockages are within your body and how to easily heal them. If you are looking for help to release physical pain or emotional trauma, please reach out to me. I can do in-person Reiki sessions or distance Reiki sessions using Zoom or even over the phone. My website to book with me is chitreesandoils.com. That's C-H-I. TREESANDOILS.com. Or you can text me directly at 414-241-8297. I thank you guys so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to connect with you like this, a very fun way. And Nicole, if you're still there, thanks so much for having me, and I hope you guys have a blessed Monday evening.
You too, Jesse. Thanks a lot. And for those listening, Jesse's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more in a little bit.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. Newsforthesoul.com.